Salam hulachum and welcome back to Baraka Bunna. The last 2 weeks have been quite a download of information, and I hope your head isn't spinning too much. As with any language learning, it's important to give yourself time to adapt to new concepts and ways of doing things. So don't worry if it hasn't quite sunk in yet. This week's lesson should hopefully come a little easier, and you'll find that you can incorporate elements of what you've already learned in past episodes. Today we'll look at the imperative and the jussive, which are related forms of command or request. Let's jump right in. The imperative is the name given to a direct command, i.e. go, come, listen, stop, etc. As with all verb conjugations in Amharic, these command forms vary according to the person being addressed. For example, go for isu is hid, for iswa, hiji, for inante, hidu. The jussive can be thought of as an indirect command, more along the lines of let him, let her, etc., or as a question or request, shall we, may I, could you, etc. The nature of the request can change depending on the context, as we'll see later in the examples. Let's start by listening to a couple verb examples in the imperative and jussive side by side so you can hear how they might vary.
Ene lihid, let me go. Lihid, shall I go? Ante hid, go. Tehid, shall you go? Anchi hiji, go. Teheji, shall you go? Nante hidu, go. Tehedu, shall you go? Esu yihid, let him go. Yihid, shall he go? Eswa tehid, let her go. Tehid, shall she go? Enya ennehid, let's go. Ennehid, shall we go? Ennesu yihidu, let them go. Yihidu, shall they go? Ene list, let me give. List, shall I give? Ante sit, give. Tiset, shall you give? Anchi sichi, give. Tisechi, shall you give? Ennante situ, give. Tisetu, shall you give? Esu yist, let him give. Yist, shall he give? Eswa tist, let her give. Tist, shall she give? Inya innist, let's give. Innist, shall we give? Innesu yistu, let them give. Yistu, shall they give?
Most verbs, like sete, above, make most sense when an object is added. You can practice using the object modifiers we covered in the last episodes, i.e. listish, listich, listachu, meaning shall I give it to you, while sitin, sitin, situin specifies you give it to me. Notice that when the imperative is changed to the jussive, only the conjugations for the you form or direct imperatives for ante, anchi, and enante change significantly. To find this conjugation, just think of using the contingent, which we covered in episode 3 of season 2. Listen to the following drill examples to note how the direct imperative for you changes to the jussive or question form. If you have the transcript in front of you, take particular note of how the Amharic letters change order.
Wused, tuest, wusaji, tuasji, wusadu, tuasdu, sima, tisma, simi, tisami, simu, tisamu, kifet, tikaft, kifachi, tikafchi, kifatu, tikaftu.
To make imperatives and jussives negative, you add the same prefix as the regular present tense for each person. For example,
ene alikum, ante atikum, anchi atikumi, nante atikumu, esu aikum, eswa atikum, enya anikum, nesu aikumu. Ene alisma, ante atisma, anchi atismi, nante atismu, esu aisma, eswa atisma, enya anisma, nesu aismu.
Great. Now that we've covered the concept, let's run through several verb conjugations before we go into our practice exercises. For the purpose of this drill, I'll use the imperative or command forms, but remember these can always be used in the question or jussive form. Also note the irregularity in the last verb, meta, memtat, to come.
Ene, ligza. Ante, giza. Anchi, giji. Nante, gizu. Isu, yigza. Iswa, tigza. Inya, anigza. Innesu, ayigzu. Ene, litenya. Ante, tenya. Anchi, tenyi. Nante, tenyu. Isu, yitenya. Iswa, titenya. Inya, innitenya. Innesu, yitenyu. Ene, litab. Ante, itab. Anchi, itabi. Nante, itabu. Isu, yitab. Iswa, titab. Inya, innitab. Nesu, yitabu. Ene, likoi. Ante, koi. Anchi, koi. Nante, koyu. Isu, yukoi. Iswa, tukoi. Inya, innikoi. Nesu, yukoyu. Ene, limta. Ante, na. Anchi, nei. Nante, nu. Isu, yimta. Iswa, timta. Inya, innimta. Nesu, yimtu.
And that's all for today. I hope this episode has been a little easier to navigate than last. I'll leave you with several sample sentences so you can start using these tenses and forms, as well as last week's, in practice. As always, make sure to check out more by visiting us at berekabunna.org. Cheers, and until next week, goodbye. Practice exercises. Activity 1. Translate from Amharic to English.
And astamarochachihun sumuachow. Astamarochachihun sumuachow.
You, plural, listen to your teachers.
Hulet. Ante keken atiblabin. Ante keken atiblabin.
Don't eat my cake from me.
Sost. Berun likfet? Berun likfet?
Shall I open the door?
Arat. Nege wede bet atimta. Nege wede bet atimta.
Do not come home tomorrow.
Amist. Mengedun lashagrish? Mengedun lashagrish?
Shall I help you cross the street?
Siddist. Bekka, atrebishin. Hiji. Bekka, atrebishin. Hiji.
Stop pestering me. Go.
Sabat. ለልጆችሽ ከረሜላ ውሰጅላቸው። ለልጆችሽ ከረሜላ ውሰጅላቸው።
Take candy for your children.
ስምንት አንድ ደቂቃ ስጧት። አንድ ደቂቃ ስጧት።
Give her 1 minute.
ዘጠኝ ብቻዬን ተውኝ። ብቻዬን ተውኝ።
Leave me alone.
አስር ምግቡን እንጨርስ እባካችሁ። ምግቡን እንጨርስ እባካችሁ።
Let's finish eating the food, please. Activity 2. Translate from English to Amharic. And, let him come to our house.
ቤታችን ይምጣ። ቤታችን ይምጣ።
ሁለት. Let's not take him.
አንውሰደው። አንውሰደው።
ሶስት. Shall I give you, female, water?
ውሃ ልስጥሽ? ውሃ ልስጥሽ?
አራት. Don't listen to her, male.
አትስማት. አትስማት.
አምስት. Shall I open the window for you, female?
መስኮቱን ልክፈትልሽ? መስኮቱን ልክፈትልሽ?
ስድስት. Let them call the children.
ልጆቹን ይጥሩ. ልጆችን ይጥሩ.
ሰባት. Help your father. Plural.
አባታችሁን አግዙ። አባታችሁን አግዙ።
ስምንት. Could you take me, female?
ትወስጂኝ? ትወስጂኝ?
زتن. Let's not eat. Let's wait.
أنبلا. إنكوي. أنبلا. إنكوي.
أسر. Could you call him on the phone? Male.
تدول اللت. تدول اللت.